Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the messy and magnificent world of inner child healing. Today, we're tackling a topic that can feel as fiery as a dragon's breath. Understanding and letting go of anger issues. Ever felt like a pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when your blood starts boiling faster than water in a kettle and your fists clench tighter than a vice grip? Yeah, we've all been there. Anger is a natural human emotion, but when it becomes a recurring theme, it can feel like a monster holding you back from living your best life. But here's the good news, my friends. Anger doesn't have to be your boss. You can learn to understand its roots, tame its flames, and even use it as fuel for positive change. So grab your favorite mug of something soothing, settle into a comfy spot, and get ready to unpack some powerful insights in just 5 minutes. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those fiery feelings. First up, let's acknowledge that anger often stems from unmet needs. It's like a signal flare going off inside your soul, screaming, hey, something isn't right. These needs can range from basic necessities like feeling safe and secure to more complex desires like being heard, respected, or understood. Recognizing this pattern is crucial because it shifts the focus from blaming yourself or others to understanding the underlying cause of your anger. Think of it like detective work you're trying to uncover the clues that led to this outburst. Next, embrace mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, but rather learning to tune into the present moment. When anger starts creeping in, take a deep breath and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice the physical sensations. Is your heart racing? Are your muscles tense? By becoming more aware of these triggers, you can create space between the feeling and your reaction, giving yourself the power to choose how you respond instead of automatically reacting. Now let's talk about communication. Bottling up your anger doesn't help anyone. It's like trying to hold a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's going to burst. Learn to express your feelings assertively and respectfully. This means clearly stating your needs and boundaries while also listening to the other person's perspective. Remember, healthy communication is a two-way street. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. When you're feeling overwhelmed, it's easy to neglect your own well-being. But prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul can make a world of difference. Think about things that bring you joy, whether it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, taking a hot bath, or dancing like nobody is watching. And finally, remember to practice forgiveness both towards yourself and others. Holding on to anger is like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions. It means releasing the bitterness so that you can heal and move on. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, and the car in front of you slams on its brakes for no reason. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and a familiar wave of anger washes over you. Instead of letting yourself get consumed by road rage, take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's just a moment. Acknowledge the frustration, but choose to respond calmly. Maybe try listening to a calming song or focusing on your surroundings. This simple shift in perspective can prevent a minor annoyance from turning into a major meltdown. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those fiery feelings of anger. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and with a little bit of self-awareness and effort, you can learn to manage your anger and live a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Remember, friends, you are capable of so much love, joy, and growth. Let go of the anger that no longer serves you, and step into your power with grace and resilience. Until next time, keep shining bright. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if it resonated with you, or join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #ShadowWorkQuickies. Let's keep spreading love and light together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.